I'm still feeling peaceful and mellow, but I got some fantastic news, and I got a lot to cover today. I got a lot I want to tell you for your peace, for your expectation. So let's get right to it. Let's go back to what I was talking about early last week, 2 Corinthians 5. This is such an important verse of understanding the eras. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Yet all is of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. We dispense it. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. For Christ and we are ambassadors as of God, entreating through us. We are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. We are ambassadors. Now, yesterday we went into the book of Revelation, chapters 15 and 16, and we saw that there is going to come a brief period in history that is near when God is going to declare a brief war on the world in order to make a point. Before any nation declares war on another nation, they withdraw their ambassadors. When we declare war on Iraq, we withdraw our ambassadors. Get them out of the country. We did this in World War II. Get our people out of Germany before we declare war. Get our people out of Japan. We are ambassadors of peace, not war. When this thing comes down, God is going to withdraw his ambassadors. That's why I wanted you to understand what administration we were in, what time period we were in. I wanted you to see how incongruent this day of indignation is compared to what we are doing now, what our occupation is as ambassadors of the conciliation. That's why I wanted you to understand the two evangels, the two calls. I wanted you to see what was happening while Israel was on hold, what it's going to take to bring them back. Revelation 15:16. Remember, it's God bringing Israel into the kingdom, and it's going to take a lot. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Lo, a secret to you I am telling. Paul says, a secret to you. We all indeed shall not be put to repose, yet we all shall be changed. Some of us aren't going to die. We're going to be changed while we're alive. In an instant, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For he will be trumpeting, and the dead will be roused incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This is a secret. This is not the former resurrection. Daniel prophesied of a resurrection many years before Paul's writing 1 Corinthians. Everybody already knew about a resurrection that was coming when Christ would return to Israel. This was a secret. This was a different resurrection. People say, you have two different vivifications, two different times when Christ comes for the saints. Well, this proves it. Paul said that this was a secret. This ties back to what I was telling you in Romans chapter 11. I said I was going to tell you a secret. Let's look at Romans 11, verse 25, having to do with Israel being put on hold. Nobody ever knew that. Nobody knew that Israel was going to be temporarily set aside so that God could do a new work among the nations. Romans 11, 25, for I am not willing for you to be ignorant of this secret, brethren. This secret has to do with the secret of 1 Corinthians 15, that we're going to be changed ahead of time. Going to go to a verse in Ephesians 1. You're going to see that in a second. I'm not willing for you to be ignorant of this secret, lest you may be passing for prudent among yourselves, that callousness in part on Israel has come. This was a secret. Nobody knew it until Paul wrote this sentence. The secret was that callousness would come on the whole nation Israel until the complement of the nations may be entering, until God did something with the nations. That's what I told you. With this administration now, another administration later, administration of grace, administration of law, administration of God's indignation, everything in its time period. That's why I brought up the administrations and the two evangels. I wanted you to see that what God is doing today has nothing to do with the day of indignation. And ambassadors of peace cannot function in a day of indignation. Ambassadors of peace who say be conciliated to God, it's so inconsistent, incongruent with what we see the messengers of the Lord saying in Revelation chapters 15 and 16. Woe to man, woe to Israel, pouring out the bowls into wrath. We can't be there, because we're ambassadors of peace. Ephesians chapter 1. Boy, where do you start this? I'm going down to verse 12. It says, we are pre-expectant in the Christ. We are for the laud of His glory, and we are pre-expectant in the Christ. That's a quote from Ephesians 1:12. Pre-expectant. We have a pre-expectancy. We know that God's a Savior of all mankind, 1 Timothy 4:10, but He's a Savior of all mankind, especially of believers. And even among believers, we are pre-expectant. There are believers in Israel, going to get into this tomorrow, it's key, there are believers in Israel who are not expectant, are not expected to be snatched away to be with the Lord in the air because their ministry is on the earth, but we're pre-expectant in the Christ. And now for a killer verse. This is a key verse, and I think this is the strongest verse that proves that we are not going to be going through the coming day of indignation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We ought to be thanking God always concerning you, brethren, according as it is meet, seeing that your faith is flourishing, and the love of each one of you all for one another is increasing, so that we ourselves glory in you and the ecclesias of God for your endurance and faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions with which you are bearing, a display of the just judging of God to deem you worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering also. I'm getting to it. If so be that it is just of God to repay affliction to those afflicting you, and to you who are being afflicted. We know you're suffering affliction now, Paul is saying. You're being persecuted for your faith. But don't worry, hang in there, because God is going to repay affliction to those afflicting you. That's what it says here. I know you don't expect this in a letter of Paul, but here it is. And to you who are being afflicted, ease with us. Verse 7, ease with us at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven with His powerful messengers. What does this remind you of? It's Revelation 15 and 16. In flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have ease at that time. Paul is saying to the Thessalonians that when Christ is unveiled, when the powerful messengers come in flaming fire and deal out vengeance, at that same time, you will be having ease with us. I dare say that nobody on the earth at that time is going to be having ease. This shows you that we are pre-expectant and we are not appointed to indignation. We're going to be gone before this happens. You're going to be having ease with us at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to deal out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Martin, sounds like now you're an eternal torment guy. Nothing to that at all. Verse 9 here, these who shall be incurring the justice of aeonian extermination, verse 9, from the face of the Lord. It's only aeonian extermination. Doesn't mean these people aren't saved for eternity. They are. They just missed out on the eons. Whew, you got a lot today. I want you to come back tomorrow because I'm going to give you the key that unlocked this whole thing for me. It's so practical. Pre-trib, post-trib, be with me tomorrow. I'm Martin Zender.